me all the time that in our conversation that he would have with his wife, he says, and I remember this is back in the 50s and 60s. I wasn't born then, so I don't know how exactly it was. I know from conversations with others who have, but he says, I'm not sure we're doing our kids any favors of bringing them into this world. That was then. I'm not sure we did any favor bringing our kids into this world beginning in 1997. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad they're here. I'm glad that we had kids. But the things that they face now were not even a dream when I was in school, when I was their age. Were not even a thought in my mind. And the temptations that are facing the younger generation make it harder for them to stay true to the Word of God. As well as adults. Young, old, new Christians, older Christians. The things in this world. And the Christians are tolerating. Make it hard for us to stay true to the Word of God. But never forget the reward that awaits if we are faithful to the end. The Hebrew writer describes the Word of God as being so powerful that he's said to be the upholder of all things. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 beginning. God, having of old time spoken unto the fathers in the prophets by divers manners and in divers portions, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the effulgence of his glory and the very image of his substance, and upholding all things by the power of his word of his power. When he made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That phrase, their word of his power, is a Hebraism, meaning his sufficient command. He sustains all things, the universe. He upholds all things by his word. The psalmist, again, in Psalms 33 and verse 9, says that he spoke and it was done. And he upholds, he commanded it to stay fast and it stood fast. The elements of the heavens, the stars, the planets are in a place where God put them. And by his word, he sustains those, he holds those. Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, by his spoken word, calmed the sea. By his spoken word, diseases were taken from men. This is the power that the Word of God has. How can one explain away this inscription of infinite power that God has? I don't think that there is any higher idea of omnipotence than what the Hebrew writer expresses here. And I say that he upholds all things by his word. Think of it as a giant pillar that upholds a bridge. So the word of God upholds all things which pertain to life and godliness. You remember the story of Samson as well. When he gave in to the demands, if you will, of his wife Delilah about the secret to his strength, she cut his hair. And as he was imprisoned, he was brought to this gathering of Philistines. He was bound between some pillars. And his prayer to God was for God to give him the strength one point more time. And he pushed on those pillars that upheld the building. And it collapsed and killed 3,000 Philistines. The word of God is that powerful that upholds all things in this world by his spoken word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, there in verse 15, Paul tells Timothy that the word of God is able to save our souls. There are many other scriptures that attest to this same thing. Paul tells the Romans in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 that I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The power of God, not man. Man has no power within God's word, but God's word is the power. It has the power to save mankind. James chapter 1 and in verse 21. It is written there, wherefore, putting away all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. We hear it. We receive it. We must yield ourselves to it. We must be submissive to it. In our learning, and our hearing, our aim should be the salvation of our souls. It is the design of the Word of God.